Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio with your host, DJ Jane OG, on the 1, 2, 3 to get everything you need to proceed in this crazy losing we call the world. What's going on to my people? What's happening? Get my salutations out the way. Konnichiwa, Imhotep. Ola, Anifadeshi, or Anifadochi. Might be pronouncing it. Shit, what's happening? To my international people that's down with us, you already know what it is. We've been away for a while, but we're black with another episode. And we're going to kick it off like this. Today's episode is, how is hip-hop type music affecting us? And I don't mean it in a bad way or a good way. Depends on how you take it. But I've been seeing a lot of people that are hip-hop artists, and they've been doing a lot of podcasts now all of a sudden. I ain't trying to call out nobody, but you know what I'm saying? Like T.I. Expeditionally. Lil Wayne got something called Wayne Carter, Wayne Freight, what is it? Wayne Corner, something like that. And a lot more of them. Ain't calling them out or nothing. I'm just saying. Due to the coronavirus, you know, a lot of people can't do, you know, shows, concerts, things like that. So it's just weird to me, that a lot of people are doing podcasts and they're getting a lot of viewers because they have a good following. And it's not based on their intellect. It's really based on their music. So I'm going to break down today how music really is affecting you, whether you realize it or not. But before I do, I always like to give the people some content, information. Y'all go and type this in. You know, everybody been talking about sports being, you know, everybody's happy about sports being, you know, coming back. Got the UFC. Major League Baseball, even though I know like 17 or 18 people on the Marlins came down with the coronavirus, so they actually should suspend baseball, but they're going to keep going because they don't want to lose that money. It's all about money with these people. Y'all going to see that real soon. And I'm a sports fan, so y'all already know about me. But I'm going to read about some ancient stuff. It's called Mesoamerican Ball Game. It says that the Mesoamerican ball game was a sport with ritual associations played since at least the 1650 BCE by the pre-Columbian people of the ancient Mesoamerica. the sport had different versions in different places during the millennia, and had a newer, more modern version of the game called Ulama, and is played by the indigenous population in certain places. The rules of the game are not known, but judging from its descent of the Ulama, they were probably similar to what we know as racquetball, where the aim is to keep the ball in play. The stone ball court goals are a late addition to the game. The game had important ritual aspects, and major formal ball games were held as ritual events. Late in history of the game, some cultures occasionally seem to have combined competitions with religious human sacrifice. The sport was also played casually for recreation by children, and may have been played by women as well. Pre-Columbian ball courts have been found throughout Mesoamerica, as for example, as at Copan, as far south as modern Nicaragua, and possibly as far north as what we know as the state of Arizona. These ball courts vary considerably in size, but for all we know, the long, narrow alleys with slanted side walls against the ball courts still could bounce. I'm going to stop right there. Y'all go check that out. I have a book. It's called Mayan and Aztec Mythologies. Y'all check that out. The name of the game is actually Pohatok. Yeah. Weird name, right? No doubt. All right, I'm taking my first break for the day early because I got a lot of information to get into. And be right back. Real Soul Music Talk Radio.
For sure, and I shall proceed. Thus, the simplest phenomenon and the most elemental to boot, that of nutrition. They shit right on nutrition, all these right. nutritional motherfuckers. You have been, would have been, for the Gnostics, a typical example of this magnificent interaction. For the very act of nourishing oneself, of sustaining life, specifically implies death of another living species. You can't lie. You can't get past that. You know what I'm saying? Each birth, each perpetration of life increases the domain of death. The more motherfuckers you bring here, the more they got to eat and kill. This shit is fundamentally flawed, nigga. You ain't going to make nothing good out of this. Man has absolutely nothing to do with the curse that was laid upon him. The one is truly responsible is the sadistic, perverse demiurge who dared dream up such a cruel world in minute detail. That's known as Jehovah. You know what I'm saying? Allah. Yahweh. Yosef Ben, you know, all these fucking names. For how could a supreme God have conceived the incredible sequences, mechanisms, massacres, and annihilation that that constitute the very practice of life itself? Life itself is fucked up. Just somebody might die. My son's friend, this little nigga, you met him, Thomas. You remember Thomas when you came over here? Remember when we had one of the parties, one of my son's friends, the dude with the dress.
There's a lot of dudes come through.
You never smoked hookah with us?
Nah. Well, I mean, I saw you smoke.
You saw me most week. Thomas was smoking hookah.
Okay.
Thomas had dreads. Thomas is dead. Thomas got killed walking across the street. He's my son's friend. He's like a
yeah, hit by a car.
Son's friend just killed 20 something. Just the very life itself is fucked up in the best case scenario, no matter what you do. And no matter how spiritual you are, that's going to affect you. I don't care how much I pass being human. I'm never coming back no more. Nobody don't know what the fuck that means. They keep saying it, but don't know what the fuck that means. And the very life itself is a mess. Your existence, this we need to come to terms with this very existence is our problem. We try to define all our problems, but not really getting down to the source. That's kind of like saying, I'm with a man, we just lost the car, just lost the house, he keeps losing his job, but I make him mad, he beats me, we ain't got no food today, the landlord gonna do this, they put a sign on the door, all of these long list of Negro and white trash problems you got. At what point do you go, well, maybe it's this motherfucker? I'm saying all the problems that surround this motherfucker. But if I get rid of this motherfucker, because I was doing good before this motherfucker, maybe it's this motherfucker. So we say all the problems about humanity. You know, niggas got to pay rent, and we don't own our houses, and rap, they done fucked up rap music, and
hard to get good food.
Everything GMO. Gas prices is too motherfucking high.
Comes to a wearing room made by child labor.
Yeah, kids. God, there's too many wars. Fucking Donald Trump is saying this, and you know, we can go on for days. The police are doing this to us, but no one said, what if just being human is the hidden problem? So we saying all we're trying to do is find a better humanity, but the real secret science is you can't. You can't.
It in of itself, and I've never seen it.
Right.
Like this.
Cosmically, we're in our most evilest form.
Right.
That's why you get the concept, the hidden concept of Satan down in hell. You're Satan in hell. You're evil down in hell. Because actually you're in negative polarity. You're in evil down in hell. You're fallen, you're what you call fallen energy. Fallen energy is negative.
All right, we're back. Real Soulmate Shock Radio with your host, DJ Jano G on the 1, 2, and 3. Get everything you need. Please proceed in this illusionary thing called the world. Got my brother on the line. Let me go ahead and make his mic hot. We'll jump into today's show.
What's up, bro?
Going down, Tristan. You all right?
Sorry I'm late to the party, y'all. So sorry I'm late to the party, brother. I had something to do, but I'm here now.
Oh, man, ain't nothing wrong with it. Shoot, better, late than never. Feel me? So, topic of today's show. Get the people some information. But how is hip-hop type music affecting us now? I kind of started off a little bit earlier, and I was telling the people, I'm like, it's funny how, you know, a lot of people that are, you know, hip-hop artists, you know, I'm kind of focusing on them. It's a lot more other ones, but we're going to focus on them for this segment. They're doing a lot of, you know, podcasts and things of that nature and, you know, Instagrams and, you know. And then I noticed, like, this versus battle. Everybody doing this versus battle and, you know, I know what they're really doing. They're monetizing off of that. In certain ways. So, the question is, I'm going to ask you first, I'm going to explain later. The question is, why do people care what other hip-hop artists and people like that, like musicians, musicianal artists, if you want to call it that, why people care about what they're doing right now during this coronavirus epidemic, in your opinion?
Well, it depends on the artist and the fan relationship. The hot artists, they got millions of fans and millions of followers. They get people who look up to them, and they want to know how they're living, how they're doing, how they're moving. And maybe that can create a better example for those people, or it's just either those people, you know, they don't really have nothing to do or no kind of guidance about themselves. So, you know, you like they're going to depend on outside sources, and one of the many outside sources are other people who they look up to, who you know, most likely participate in one of the arts, musical art, you know, poetry, sports, stuff like this, the stuff that's hot right now, and or anything that anybody can have a fan in, and that's exactly what they are. They are followers. They want to follow their life, and they want to see, how can I apply this to my life? How can I see, you know, what's on the screen or what they show you? But, you know, even though, I mean, you know, it's stuff behind the scenes, but what they, in their mind, the picture in their mind is happiness and wealth and joy. But, you know, some people just want to live off of that instead of actually going through what it takes, you know, to, acquire that. I mean, you have joy, you have happiness, you have peace in you automatically. But learning how to tune into that, that's the problem. And that leads many people who have that problem to depend on external sources, such as, you know, hip-hop artists, you know, artists. You know.
Okay, to add my point to that, nothing wrong with that, what you said, straight facts, homie. You know, what's so crazy, you know, is that people worship artists as gods. Like,
yeah.
Certain people, like, look up to artists so hard and so tough, like, they mimic they appearance. They mimic their wardrobe. They even start using slang that they listen to when they songs, and they start using that slang, and they start saying that stuff. Like, they start saying things like, oh, my lip gloss is popping. They wouldn't say that before, but they start saying it now, so it's like, it's weird. I'm not picking on women.
Get out.
I'm just giving an example. Now, men are worse. Actually, take the truth, men are worse. And those men that I see, it's like they try to manifest exactly what the music that they're listening to. The music that they're listening to is giving them like a drive, a motivation to try to be like that artist. Like, you know, I want to have a whole bunch of, I got to say how it is. I got to have a whole bunch of women around me shaking their, you know what, and having, you know, next to no clothing on whatsoever. They feel like they made it when they can make something like that, a video like that. I mean, I'm not saying a sex video. I'm just saying it's a music video. I mean, you see it all the time. Everybody see it. So it's like some men look up to certain artists because that's what they want. But it's sad. Like, damn,
it's an
that's
art.
All you want? You don't want nothing else. You just... I mean,
in my particular opinion, I would think
at some point in their life, that would get old to them.
Okay. It's an art to all of that. It's a process, and it's all energy to me, because when you see a bunch of women, half-naked women, stuff like that on videos, I mean, it can create more than one message depending on how that person takes it. You do have people who think like that, but you have others who kind of get inspired, because it's like, if you like that, then you know you like that. Some people fake like it. Some people, it's not them. But for ones who really can truly relate, those are the ones that, you know what I'm saying, like it's easier for them to follow that. It's easier for them to mimic that. They may already hang around females who get naked for them already. They just haven't made a video about it. But, you have fakers who participate in that kind of stuff. And you have, like, the ones who really, really bought that, you know what I'm saying, the half-naked women, foreign women, money, cars, sort of like that. That kind of drive and motivation. And, as you know, like, if you're real with it, then you know what it takes. Like, if you're real with it, then you know what it takes to get there. But if you fake with it, you're just going to be envious. You're going to be a hater to the next person who achieves this. Well, then the next person, and you're not getting them done, so, you know.
Yeah, of course. You're right about that. I'm going to add in the second question in. We got about six minutes and like 50-something seconds left. I did want to get one more question in. Now, question of the day, whole topic. How is hip-hop affecting people?
It depends
right
on
now,
which
coronavirus.
Okay. Now, hip hop is broad. Now, if you say something like gangster rap hip hop, or just regular philosophical hip hop, like some KRS-One.
Okay, all
versus,
of it is you know what I mean.
You mean the mainstream that's getting played all the time on main radio stations?
Yes.
Okay. Because
that's what people hear. They don't hear other than
grass. Yeah. You're right. So as far as mainstream, the ones that get promoted to a broad scale, some of it is very misleading. Some of it is very confusing. I mean, the only good thing about I see them is they rap more on abundance instead of struggle. But you got some that's gangster hood too. But it's a very bold freedom of expression. And depending on how the people that listen to it take it, it may ruin their life, or it may help their life. It probably has ruined more lives than helped. But, you know, it's just that risk that you take whenever. But it's always up to that person. to want to listen to it. That anybody can change the radio station. I mean, anybody can turn the radio off. But, you know, if you are choosing to do that, then you are incorporating that in your life. And, I mean, ultimately it's nobody's fault, but theirs, like the person, if they choose to be a part of their life. I mean, I can listen to plenty of gangster music, but I ain't going to go out here and be no gangster. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It just depends on how people take it, you know, like I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But see, you're not going to catch me just keep on listening to it, listen to it. Like, I listen to it if I'm around people who like it, or I'm just, you know what I'm saying, like, if I got to be at this place and, you know, they playing music and stuff like that, I can't dictate their you know, music. I can dictate mine and what I choose to listen to on my own time, but, you know, so it's up to them. It's all in as they fall to me.
No doubt. I'm going to add on to that. Got about 3 minutes and 17 seconds left in the show. I'm going to say it like this. People don't understand what they're listening to. They don't know that if you constantly listen to something, even if you don't agree with the something that you listen to, you just like the vibe, or you like the song, you like the lyrics, you like something about it, and you keep listening to it, it will dictate your life. The songs that you listen to every day, I want my audience to hear me on this one. The songs that you listen to every single day dictate your life. Music is a manifesting tool. At one particular time, back in the ancient times, we used to listen to music to manifest what we need in this life. We lost that credibility. We lost that ability to do so. Because the music now is so watered down. I mean, if the gods that are not in physical form took a sip of the music that we have right now, they would be like, man, this stuff is watered down. They're supposed to take a sip of it, and it's supposed to be like a strong shot of fucking alcohol or something. The music now is watered down because we was talking about this earlier. I can tell you right now, and I'm going to do my list. I can find about 10 to 15 artists that are hot right now, and I can tell you where they get their style from, where they sample from, and where they sample their bass lines from. Originality does not live amongst us anymore. There's no such thing as a real original MC behind the microphone, because it's funny, I hear so many different people getting introduced to the world, and when I hear their style, my first thought is like, you sound like this guy that's already been out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The music nowadays has got to a point where it's like it's teaching young kids, female or male, to not have no originality, just mimic the person that you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll make. But anyway, just saying. We're going to go ahead and sign out. Just about out of time. Triple T, you want to leave the people with some last words?
Oh, well, I mean, the words that I want to choose is, well, the choice is yours in your every action, your every thought, your every deed. I mean, everything you do, I mean, it dictates, you know what I'm saying, your thoughts dictate it mainly, but you have the choice to do. We make over 1,000 choices a day because we got a lot of stuff going on, so, you know, the choice is yours to be, you know, whatever you choose to be and stuff. And, hey, if you want to do another session, I'll come over there after this.
Okay, there's a bit. See you sick. All right. On that note, we're We're going to go ahead and sign out. Appreciate y'all, you know, support the show. And, you know, keep giving us love and positivity. That's what all we about. We're not trying to, you know, talk down on any artist. It's not what this show was about. Anybody that, any artist, anybody that follows anybody, go ahead. But just don't let their life dictate what your life is. You gotta break that cycle. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be yourself. Be who you are. I mean, you might like somebody that's a musician or an entertainer. You don't have to look like them to feel proud about yourself or have a self-esteem about you. Just let it go. Just be you. On that note, man, we out. Peace.
All righty.